Hello, hello, and welcome to the show, Series 5, Episode 3. I'm Jazz Wilson, your host, and I am here with Lucy Wilson. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm okay, how are you?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all. Good for you today. As promised from last episode, Lucy is going to tell you her 5 roles she would love to play.
Not set in stone for forever.
Oh, okay.
It could literally change daily.
They could change with age.
It was very difficult. If you're at home thinking, ugh, try and do your top 5. That's what I say. It's harder than you think.
Fair enough. We have Album of the Week, which we will review and pick a new one.
Oh, I thought you were going to say review and reveal.
Oh, I like that. Review, reveal. Like that. Nice.
You're welcome.
New section. And then Tom is going to finish us off with his movie musical section. So let's kick it off with...
Ta-da!
Album of the Week.
Ba-ba-bum. Yeah. Let's review and reveal. So review part... We had my choice of Calendar Girls last week. Lucy, what do you think of it?
I love it. I think having watched it and then listened to it back, it kind of brings back all the lovely... There's some really lovely moments in the show, whether it's lovely comedy, you know, when you're laughing at something, but in a, like, loving way. A mixture of that and then, like, emotional... Like, you really go into the pits of some of these people's lives and you really feel involved in their lives and what they go through. And listening to the album really took me back to actually watching the show. So I loved listening to it back. So thank you for that. I enjoyed it a lot. And I just generally like the album. I don't know if I prefer it because I watched it before I listened to it. If I'd have listened to it without watching it, maybe I might not have enjoyed it so much. I think I still would have liked it, but I would give it a solid 4.5 out of 5 mics.
Wow.
Definitely.
Straight in there with the micage.
Four out of four?
4.5.
4.5 out of 5, yeah.
Wow.
The only reason I'm not giving it 5 is because, I don't know, there probably could be a bit more complexity to it, but I like the simplicity of it. I'm not a musician, so kind of judging the actual... like score as such is not something I would be good at, but I imagine that it's not the most complex score in the world. It might be, I could be completely wrong there, but it's quite a simple album. I mean, it was written by Gary Barlow. So
Gary Barlow did the music and lyrics, and then it was a book by Tim Firth.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
There you go. And I like Take That. My mum's a huge Take That fan, particularly for Gary Barlow. So that's probably why the style is my taste. It's kind of what I'm used to. I don't really have a favourite song. I think all of the songs lead into each other to tell the story really nicely. But if I had to give one, I think Scarborough is just a really... It's got a beautiful melody in the background and it really tells a story. I like that a lot, that one. Yeah, no, I can't really think of anything wrong with it. So I don't really know why I'm not giving it 5. I just think it's not top of musicals, musically, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think there are other musicals that are better written and composed, but I don't necessarily have anything that sticks out as being wrong with it, to be honest.
Fair enough. What about you? It was interesting. Not what I expected at all. It was very down to earth, very real, very heartfelt, and I don't know, warm?
Yeah.
Is that the right way to describe it? I expected it to be a bit more upbeat and Mickey taking and stuff, and yeah, it was fun, but there was a deep message behind it.
Which
I did not expect. So those of you that don't know the show, just to give you a bit of a background, so there's a lady in it called Annie. and her husband, John, he dies of leukemia, and he's quite young, isn't he?
I would imagine I'd put him in maybe his 40s, 50s, yeah. Late 40s, early 50s. Okay.
So then her friend, Chris, wants to get a sofa for the visitor's lounge in the hospital where John was treated. So Annie then puts out this crazy idea that they should print a calendar, right? Am I right, Lucy?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. So, it's not a naughty calendar, but it's,
it's
a tasteful
calendar. No, not at all. No, not at all. What happens is they're part of a women's institute.
Yeah.
So they do this calendar that's meant to be like, in February, we do crochet, and it starts off like that. And then I can't remember if it's Scylla. It might be Scylla. It's like, this is awful. This is rubbish. No one's going to want this. And they go down to one of their husband's car garages, and they see this calendar on the wall that is like a page 3 type calendar, and she's like, we need to be doing more of that. And they're all 50 year olds, and she's like, well, we can't do that, no one wants to see that. She's like, what if we get out our BAPs? So one of them bakes, and then they're all really reluctant, but she kind of forces them into like whipping their clothes off, still doing the like crochet, knitting, baking, floral arrangement stuff, but without any clothes on. But they hide everything with what they're doing.
Tastefully. Yeah.
It's hilarious. Yeah, really good.
Yeah, so, and then the story goes on from there, and they raise the money for the sofa.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And more in the end, yeah.
Yeah. Spoiler, sorry.
Sorry. I think everyone knows the story of Calendar Girls. It was a really big film.
I didn't. And did you know it was previously titled just The Girls before it was Calendar Girls?
I didn't know that, no.
I don't think that would have had as much of a hit as Calendar Girls. But interestingly, so yes, I enjoyed the album. I don't know if I would listen to it again, but I'm glad I listened to it, if that makes sense. There might be a couple of songs that I'll take out and listen to. But my favourite song, which may come as a surprise to you, was Who Wants a Silent Night? I really enjoyed that song. I don't know what it was about it, the arrangement, the way it sounded, the way it was executed, but that song just stuck out to me, and I really, really enjoyed that. So it was in the West End in 2017, had a short run there, and then it went on to do a UK and Ireland tour in 2018 and 2019, which is when you saw it, correct, Lucy?
Correct. I saw it at the Mayflower, and I actually just dug out the programme from when I went to see it, because I could remember thinking, oh my goodness, I can't believe this person's in it, and I can't believe this person's in it. So just to give you a little taster, Marie, which is kind of one of the main ladies, was played by Fern Britton from Good Morning Britain. No, not Good Morning.
Breakfast TV. She used to do Breakfast TV way back.
And Denise Welch was Scylla, which is kind of the funnier, bold, oh, I'll just rip my clothes off character. And she was brilliant. There were loads and loads of other people in it as well, but those are two really big names to be playing at the Mayflower, I thought.
Crazy.
But yeah, it's a great feel-good but warm, lovely, emotional show. It really good show. I honestly would recommend anyone to go and watch it. Brilliant. Good.
Yeah. So it was nominated for 3 Oliviers, Best New Musical, Best Actress in a Musical, and Best Actor in a Supporting Role in a Musical. It was also nominated and won a whatsonstage.com award for Best Regional Production. So well done to you, Calendar Girls, and well done, Gary Barlow. When you listen to it, you can hear the sounds and the influence of Gary Barlow. As crazy as it sounds, but if you go and listen to it, you'll know exactly what I mean.
Well, he's a pianist at heart, isn't he? Really?
Yes.
So it definitely comes out in this.
Yeah, it was very good. I would give it 3 out of 5 mics. A solid.
Disappointing.
A solid 3. What, disappointing from me?
Yeah, I thought you would have enjoyed it more than that.
Well, yeah.
I think you'd have a different view if you went to watch it.
I think that's where it differs, and that's where our scores differ. Because you've seen it and I haven't, so I'm only going on an audio cue, whereas you could put some visual cues to the audios, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So that was the review. Now, revealing. Let's pick another album. And Lucy, we are alternating picks, so it's your pick this week.
So it is.
What are you picking?
I am picking, drum roll please, Catfish, the new musical.
Ooh, good choice.
Now, it is a concept album, original concept album by Joseph Perdue, who we have listened to before.
He's good friend of mine.
Good friend of Jazz's in particular. And he wrote Unfolding Tales.
He did.
Which I thoroughly enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And he has now written this new musical with
Willie McGendy.
Correct. And I haven't listened to it yet because I was not aware it was on Spotify.
I have listened to some of it, I must confess. And the songs that I have listened to are awesome.
So it's an hour and 1 minute long, so I'd say a fairly manageable album. And there are lots of E's next to the songs, so not one to listen to with children around, I would imagine.
No. So if you have small ones, do not listen to it in the car or whilst they're homeschooling, as it may be at the moment.
I don't know, it'd be an education of some sort.
Oh, yes, I'm sure it would be. Wow, awesome, cool. I'm excited to listen to this album in full now. So Catfish, the new musical, do listen along with us and let us know what you think of it. You can contact us on any social media platform, or you can email us. It's allonact@outlook.com. That was all for
ba-da. Album of the Week.
Ba-ba-bum. Yeah! Okay, moving on to a section that you were promised last episode. Lucy, it's you with your top five roles you would love to play.
Okay, now before I say anything, I was wondering, do you want to guess some?
I would love to.
Go on.
Okay,
then.
So I'm guessing Veronica from Heathers.
Meh-eh.
Oh, okay.
That was one of the ones I was like, oh, do I don't. I took it out.
Okay. Zoe from Dear Evan Hansen.
Meh-eh.
I am surprised.
Yes, okay, I would love to play that role. However, in my top five, I just don't feel like you get that much to do from that role, okay, if you know what I mean. Because it's, I mean, the show is about Evan Hansen, really, isn't it? Yeah. And although the part, if we did the show, would be incredible to play, I think if you're going your top five shows, you've got to go for shows that you want to be
big
all
shows.
Out big.
Okay.
You want to get your money's worth. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. So from you saying that, what about one of the queens from Six?
Again, I thought very hard about this, and then I decided, that was probably the closest one that was missed out of the top five.
Okay. Maria from Sound of Music?
No. So I always wanted to be Liesl in The Sound of Music. That was probably the part that I wanted to play ever since I was a little girl, and I've done it, so yeah. I think it'd be odd to now go back and play Maria.
Do you think?
Yeah, I don't
know. Have to wait until you get a bit older.
I suppose, yeah.
Okay, give me a clue.
They're women.
I guess that.
Okay, well, they're very different parts.
Just give me a clue for one of them that I might get.
For one of them, you don't like the music.
Oh, is it Hamilton?
No.
Oh.
I thought you'd find it easier than this.
Oh, my.
This is what I mean. There's so many options.
So
that's
many
why it's
parts.
So hard to just pick five.
Okay, go on. Hit us with them from five to one.
Oh.
Like Top of the Pops countdown.
So I have to do the order as well.
Of course.
Okay, so in at number five,
yeah,
we're going to go with the show is Les Mis. Can you guess which part from the show?
Eponine.
Correct. Bazinga. That would be the part I would play from Les Mis. I chose Les Mis because this is in our dream world. And I thought, let's go for a big one. In at number four, let's go with... I'm going to give you the show.
Okay.
And I'm going to go... Chicago is the show. And the part is...
Roxy Hart.
Velma.
Oh!
I see myself as more of a Velma, you know?
Fair enough.
But they're pretty much of a likeness. I would take either. Again, I'm picking that one because... I'm primarily a dancer. It's a very dance-heavy show. I love the music. I love the fosse. It's just a bit of me. So that one is more for the show than the actual part itself.
Cool.
In at number three, this is the one I was trying to give you the clue for, Mamma Mia.
Ah.
And I would love to be Sophie. I grew up listening to ABBA. It was like the songs of my childhood. And I love the show and I love the part of Sophie. I think it suits me with the...
visuals?
Well, not just the visuals, but the nature of her personality, I think suits me. You might disagree. In at number two, we are going to go Kinky Boots.
Wow.
And Lauren. Yeah, because I love her song. That's probably one of my favourite ever songs from any musical, The History of Wrong Guys. And Kinky Boots is an amazing feel-good show. It's probably one of the best feelings I've ever had coming out of a show. So imagine how good it would feel to be in it.
Yeah.
You know the buzz you get when you come off stage?
True.
If that's the buzz you get watching it, imagine the buzz from being in it. So that's why I chose that.
Well, you need to speak to Georgia Louise, who we had on the show a while back for our 100th episode, because she did play Lauren in Kinky Boots. So
I wonder, it's tricky, isn't it? Because when you're doing it professionally, is the buzz the same? You just don't, I guess you don't know unless you've done both. And then in at number one, any guesses?
No, all my guesses are out.
So this is a newer musical and I'm going with Waitress Jenna because of the emotional roller coaster she goes through and what she's been through, and to go right from the bottom, like when you think you can't sink any lower, and then she brings herself out of it. I just love her journey. I love the fact that, spoilers if no one's seen Waitress and don't know the story, but I love the fact that she goes on an emotional roller coaster. She finds new love, and then in the end she's like, actually, it's enough for me to just love myself and my baby. I don't need anything else unless I actually want it. I love the music. So yeah, that was my number one.
Fair enough. Some of them have taken me by surprise, and some of them I just couldn't think of because my brain didn't want to work properly.
Which have taken you by surprise?
Lauren and Kinky Boots.
Okay.
I am surprised by that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Just, it's a show that I really enjoyed, but a show that doesn't usually come to the forefront of my brain. Doesn't live there rent free.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, but I'm a bit old school, so yeah. And all the rest of them, yeah, I could see you playing any of those parts.
But not Lauren.
No, I could see you playing Lauren as well, but that just didn't come to me. Like, it took me by surprise, that was all. But I am surprised that Anne Boleyn didn't make the cut.
Yeah, I do. See, this is what I'm saying. If you asked me on another day, I might have taken one of them out in place for her. And
maybe I will. Maybe I'll ask you on another day. Yeah,
well, feel free. And I'll delete that note so I'll forget which parts I've said. So when I say them again, we'll see how many are the same.
Yeah, sure.
I can guarantee Sophie from Mamma Mia and Jenna from Waitress will definitely be the same.
Fair enough. The same positions as well?
No. Just still in top five.
In top five.
I think.
Fair enough. Okay. Next week, I'll do it. I'll do my top five dream roles I would love to play. And some of those will probably surprise you.
Yours are going to be so random, I can already tell.
Yeah, usually are.
Probably not even going to know who some of them are, am I?
So I've already started, and yes, you know, you'll know who they are. You may not think of them, but you'll know who they are. In fact, one of them is unnamed. So might not get that. But
is it like a tree or something?
You'll know why. You'll get why.
And you're not allowed to do parts that you've already played.
Okay. I may have to think of another one in case you don't allow one.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Cool. Awesome.
I look forward to it.
That was good fun. So over to Tom for the movie musical section. Tom, over to you.
Sex and nudity, none. Violence and gore, mild. Profanity, mild. Alcohol, drugs and smoking, mild. Frightening and intense scenes, none. Yes, that's right. Today, we are talking about Newsies. Hi. Firstly, thank you, Jazz and Lucy, for your wonderful introduction to this segment. Yeah, today we're going to be talking about Newsies. We spoke about the prom last week, and I'm not going to lie, it wasn't an overly positive review from me. So go back and listen to that one if you want to hear my thoughts on the prom. Today we're talking about Newsies, which you can watch now on Disney Plus if you have a subscription. Let's start by talking a little bit about the musical. So it's based partially on a true story about the newspaper strikes in I think they happened just in New York. I don't know too much about the history, but this is set in New York anyway. Yeah, it's about the people that the boys that used to sell newspapers on the streets going on strike because they were being treated awfully, and they raised the price of buying newspapers to sell on, which meant that it was going to put a lot of people out of work. Yeah, that's kind of a very brief rundown. I don't understand how this musical was never bigger than it was, because it had a pretty good run on Broadway, but it wasn't huge. Like, it felt like it could have been a big release on Disney Plus, but it was kind of just there. So I don't know what it was. Maybe it misses the mark. Maybe people feel a bit alienated by the fact that it's not really a known story all that much. I mean, sure, I'm sure it's bigger in America than it is here, but still. Anyway, let's talk about the actual stage production that you can watch. So firstly, it goes without saying, Jeremy Jordan. You pretty much know what you're going to get with Jeremy Jordan, which is not to say he always does the same thing, just to say that he always has the same quality of work and performance, which is extremely high. So Jeremy Jordan is fantastic in this. If you're a fan of Jeremy Jordan, then Jeremy Jordan, go and check this out. Also, Cara Lindsay, who plays Catherine, she's fantastic in this. So this is quite a male-driven cast, which I think is something really nice in terms of stage productions. It's jobs for men. I mean, I think the industry is slightly easier for men because there's less competition. Not to say there isn't competition, but there's certainly less competition than there is for women. But it's very rare that you see a musical that's so dominated by a male cast. So I think that's a really great thing. That's probably more rare than it should be, I guess. Yeah. Also, I want to talk about Steve Blanchard, who plays Joseph Pulitzer, who is the villain. I think villains have a tendency to come across slightly two-dimensional. And I think he walks a very fine balance between making it a three-dimensional character, but also keeping that kind of two-dimensional villain side. And I think it's very good. And he's got a cool song. It's a good villain song. And I don't think we really have enough villain songs in our lives. Not enough good ones, anyway. So hats off to that. Speaking of the music was done by Alan Menken. So, I mean, you know, it's just really high-quality music. If you don't know who Alan Menken is, if you know a Disney film, he did the music, probably. Aladdin, Hercules, Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid, the list goes on. Yeah, so the music is consistently high and it has its own identity, I think. There's some really great male solos. If anyone's looking for an audition, I wouldn't recommend doing one because all guys probably going doing newsies. It's a bit cliche. But if it's for a concert or something like that, then I would maybe check out Santa Fe. I think that's a really great song for someone to do. Yeah. The choreography, which was done by a gentleman whose name is, let me just find it because I cannot remember it. It's Christopher Galletti. That's why I couldn't remember it, because it's difficult to say. Christopher Galletti. The choreography is fantastic. It seems kind of similar to Hamilton, I suppose, in a way. But the energy is just consistently high throughout the whole thing. They must have to look after themselves so carefully and eat carefully during that run, because it's a hell of a show. I mean, Jeremy Jordan has a pretty tough job throughout that show, but the male ensemble are so high energy. It's almost infectious when you watch it, but it must be exhausting. So hats off to them. They must be in incredible, incredible shape. I think we should take a brief moment to talk about, we normally mention lighting. Lighting is good. I mean, it doesn't stand out to me, which is not necessarily a bad thing. I think it means it does its job, you know. It's not trying to do anything spectacular. The set is amazing, though. I really like the set. It's kind of all like rusty metal. It's that kind of scaffolding frame type stuff that you would see in New York, or at least you'd seen pictures of New York from the olden days, as they say. But it gives the whole set this kind of like grungy feel. It feels very industrial, which obviously is the whole point of the show. So I think that's really cool. Costumes are great as well. I mean, costuming for this show was probably pretty easy. Not to you know, deter the costume people, but I mean they're dressed like newsies, which is, you know, kind of flat cap, maybe braces, a shirt, waistcoat, and some trousers. Although one thing I will say is that there's a lot of the dancing is quite sort of, there's a lot of kind of, I don't know, almost like balletic stuff. So they would have had to have probably have a lot of elasticity in the clothes. So I'm guessing, you know, they had to think about stuff like that. But I mean, just from a kind of general standpoint, it's fine. Yeah, I think if you want a really kind of high level energy musical, then definitely watch this. It will fill you with energy, but it will also probably make you cry in parts. Yeah, go and check it out. I really think it should be bigger than it is. It's actually based on a Disney film from Christian Bale. It was like pretty much his breakout role. So if you fancy yourself a film rather than a filmed musical, I'm pretty sure the film itself is a musical, but if you want to watch something that doesn't feel quite as stagey, then I would maybe check out the Newsies film. I don't know if that's on Disney Plus, but it must be coming at some point, surely, if not. But yeah, check out that. Christian Bale is great in it, but it's just a surprising role, knowing the sort of things he does now. Yeah, I'd maybe check out Newsies. I would also maybe check out Kinky Boots. I think it has a kind of a similar energy. And maybe Hamilton as well, because the choreography feels, like I said, feels similar. Tell your friends about this musical, because it's fantastic, and it's a shame that it hasn't done as well as it should have, in my opinion. I think it's one of the best staged Disney musicals, but I think because it's not Lion King, people don't go and see it as much. So yeah, I'm going to give this a 4 stars. Have we gone on stars? I think we've done stars every time so far. Yeah, I'm going to give this 4 stars. Go and check it out on Disney Plus now. Unless you don't want to, and then, you know, I can't tell you what to do. Anyway, join us next week. I love you. Bye.
Awesome. Wonderful. Thank you, Tom. Newsies, huh? Have you seen that show, Lucy?
I have not, no.
No, I haven't. Have you seen the film of the show?
I have not, no.
No, I haven't. It's on Disney Plus, as Tom said. But, yeah, maybe we should watch it sometime.
Sure.
That'd be good fun. Awesome. Wonderful. Thank you very much for listening today. Please tell a friend to tell another friend about us. and we will be back in your ears again very soon. You can message us on any of the social media platforms, or you can email us. It's all an act at outlook.com.
And you know what? I would love to hear other people's top five favourite parts in shows, to see if there's like a common part that loads of people across the world would love to play.
Awesome. Yeah. Send in your top five. And you never know, we might read it out on the show if you are lucky enough. Lucy, thank you very much for today.
You're welcome.
Tom, thank you very much for your input. We shall be back in your ears again soon. Stay safe and keep enjoying theatre as much as you can. Bye.
Bye.
It's a podcast.